Hi everyone, this is Just a Mom. Why do you always make those funny faces? It makes you look like a rabbit.
I can be a rabbit.
Oh my god. Let me do like Taji. Anyway, yes, so it's been a while since I did content. Apologies for that. It's been a very hectic month. Things happen in life, and yes, actually the hectic thing that happened is that the house help that was helping me manage my household decided to steal. Oh, and I had to fire her. So
she's a gangster.
Anyway, I caught her red-handed stealing. Maybe not telling my hair is standing. Anyway.
Does it matter?
I caught her red-handed stealing and I had to fire her. So trying to balance household stuff, content creation has been hectic. But here we are. Yeah, I'm back. And I wanted to start off this, I can't even say start off this month, this mid-month situation with conversations about marriage. We had started so
truth
well.
About marriage.
Yes, but just let me finish that part first.
Just gosh, finish.
Why are you shouting in my ears, George Kagwe?
Finish what you're saying, Mrs. Kagwe.
Earlier this year, we had started these conversations. Remember?
Yes.
When we were talking about, what was the last thing we talked about? Money and how, yeah, how the situation
discipline.
Had been. It was discipline and also finances in terms of how things have been since I became a stay-at-home mom. Yeah, it was this year.
Yes.
No, we shot at moms.
Corona.
Man, Corona's happened. Yani, I can't even, I don't know what is what anymore. Anyway, yeah, so we wanted to continue having those conversations. We want to call it The Truth About Marriage. We started this series a while ago. And yeah, we are back to talking about it. So I thought it would be a great idea to start this conversation, to call this conversation 1 year versus 7 years. If you follow George Kagwe, this comedian, the actor, what do you call yourself? George Kagwe, the actor?
Yes. Internetainerpreneur.
Ate who?
I'm an internetainerpreneur.
Utayandika hapo chini. Because honestly, I can't even say entertainer.
Internetainer. Finish saying internet. Then internet.
Internetainer.
Internetainerpreneur. But that's not the subject of this video.
Bro. Anyway.
Don't enter the rabbit hole.
Bro. Anywho, gosh, I even lost my train of thought. What were they saying?
Yeah,
oh, yes, he's been doing those. We've been doing those skits, making fun of the fact that things have changed since first year of marriage versus 7 years. So I thought we should actually dig deep into that conversation. So, yeah. Oh, do you want to say hi to people? Sorry, I didn't even allow you to say hi.
You said we are one. I just thought about something. You know, we could be here. You know, this is just taking here. Maybe down here we just have underwear.
Oh my god. Why would you put that visual in people's head?
Internet. So oh, awesome.
Yeah, awesome. But then now, why are you using us? Unachoma bana.
Tulia.
Let's not even talk like you.
Tutaenda kuongea baadaye.
1 year. First year of marriage, I never used to talk like this. I don't recognize myself
she was
anymore.
Oh my gosh, I want to be, you know, has everything, you know. I want to be with my girls, huh?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I've never been that chick. Seriously.
Have we started?
Yes,
what's
we started.
The
okay, the first thing
about?
We wrote, I wrote notes. Hi, yay! So that we don't go into the rabbit hole. The first thing, let's start on a deep note. Spirituality.
It's okay. Yeah.
First year
no,
of marriage,
let's continue.
First year of marriage versus now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
first year of marriage.
Yes, first year of marriage.
Are we saying dating or just marriage? Marriage, okay, marriage.
That's
not
we're
dating.
Talking about marriage.
Not dating.
Because
marriage.
I should have started.
We're still
by
dating
saying,
each other.
Yes, and we are on our 7 year of marriage for those of us. For those
going
of you
eight.
Who don't know. Imagine.
In April.
Yes, we celebrated our 7th year
in
anniversary
April.
This year.
In this year.
Yeah. So, yeah, spirituality.
Which happened to be my birthday. That's a conversation for another day. I'm smooth. Like that.
Spirituality.
Uh-huh, spirituality, yes.
Do you remember how it was our first day of marriage?
Yes, I do. First of all, so do you want to tell guys what we believe in? You know, maybe
oh,
guys think we are devil,
yes.
We are devil worshippers here.
We are
no
believers.
Disrespect if you do believe that, by the way.
I that, you know, disrespect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so, let's respect everybody's religion.
Okay.
And the stand they've made.
True.
So that they respect also ours.
That's true.
Right.
Hey, you're wise. Sometimes.
Mm.
Anyway, yes, we believe in Jesus Christ. We are... Okay, let me speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I believe in Jesus Christ. I follow his... We read the Bible as our guide for everyday living. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also believe in Jesus Christ. Why did you not say I want to save
me? We are not saved together. See, everybody has their own salvation.
God has given us it to each other. So, anyway.
You will face God by yourself.
So, yeah. So, I also believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. As my Lord and Savior. And yeah, the Bible is our true north.
Exactly. So, that's why we're discussing spirituality. First year of marriage, how was it?
Ah, the first year of marriage, we were given a Bible. We were gifted a Bible by your folks. Eh?
Yeah, it's a standard
But
gift.
I've never been a Bible guy, like hard copy Bible. I've always been digital.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I love going to the URL. Because I remember I used to just love listening. I'm not a reader. I'm an audio guy.
Yeah, don't buy George a book. He won't read it.
This girl here bought us a book, The DNA of Relationships.
Hey.
Do you remember that book?
You see how people lie?
Oh, it was me who bought
you. Let me tell you. It is even written. From George Kagwe to Kare. You see what dudes do. You see, girls, ladies.
There is a book.
This is what men do. They pretend. He's the one who bought the book and now he's saying a man who bought it.
I forgot. That's 8 years ago.
You were about to talk smack.
I was about to talk. There is a book, by the way.
Let me bring it.
Don't show, guys. We're not selling the guy the book. Are we paying him? Is he paying us?
I won't show the face, but I want to show. Yeah, it even has the price over here, $6.90. Then you even wrote George, Ati George.
GK.
GK, Ati George a together book. And Karemi together.
Anyway, it's this book.
Yeah, Ati, so he wanted us to sit together.
Have you ever read this book?
Yeah, we read it together. Oh, babe, look what I found.
What?
See, first day of my first dating days. George wrote me a
letter. Oh, I wrote you a letter.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, I had time.
What? Two whole full scabs.
Hey. I had time. My gosh.
Ah, life has changed.
This WhatsApp is the thing.
Okay, babe, we're going into an any rabbit hole. Anyway, what was the point? This is how deep we used to be. We used to read books together. This one had a workbook. Discuss my relationships. Where? Did we? This is where we flickered. Did we even get to the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
ooh,
continue.
Me? I didn't. We only did a few pages and I was... I'm not a hard copy. She's a reader. Mm-hmm. There's a whole library over here to our left.
Mm-hmm.
That's all her. I've never touched a book on that shelf in the past 7 years. And I don't think I ever will. Okay? So her, she's a reader. So even the Bible... She had different copies. She had a large Bible. She had some other one for a study Bible. She loves journaling.
Was actually given.
Mm. Yeah, she loves journaling. Mm. So I used to buy her journals for her to journal. And then, for me, it was URLs. Those days, there were no Ati apps per se. It was going www.bible.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you read the Bible that way. So, I mean, reading the Bible, we've never been at that nini. Even we used to watch sermons a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in the beginning years of marriage, the word was just literal. Because, you know, you're on honeymoon phase. The world is sunflower and bubble gums and sunrise and sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel so nice. But then later on is when things get thick and now you have to start living the word.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, you start seeing other women beautiful and other men.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to remind yourself the covenant that you really had an agreement. First of all, between God and between ourselves and with the witnesses who are there. So I feel like spiritually in the beginning, I feel like I'm more with it with God right now than in the beginning. And not in a very spiri way, by the way, just literally, like in the literal sense.
You have a relationship.
I have a true relationship, a friendship. In the beginning, we had the jobos.
Mm.
Right now, we are entrepreneurs. It's our faith journey. Keeps you in check all the time with God because you don't know where the mwah is going to come from in 2 months. But when we had the jobos, we knew where our rent would come from and all that stuff. So I feel that whole journey for me has been spiritually, like, it's been a staircase going up, 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 and up. And also for me, I think it got me at a very kind of like vulnerable point, our marriage. It was just like 2 years after my dad had died, hadn't really gotten over it,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So I think that was for me mostly what I've been through. Running a business, I started a business, and running it was a whole faith venture. Shutting it down was a whole faith venture. Tried to get into another business, we couldn't work out, a whole faith venture. But what has been constant is just my passion and my purpose on this earth, which is what I say, I'm an internet entrepreneur. So that's been constant, and bringing a little bit of sunshine to everyone I encounter. Do I bring sunshine into your life?
Sometimes I feel like you bring more into the world than to me. I've told you that before.
I bring you storms.
Yes.
Not sunshine.
I've told you that before, baby.
Oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Because you can be there doing funny videos, and you come to me. I'm like, dude, just we're here telling the world.
No, I get. When I'm working, I'm a choleric. Then I get your introverted, melancholic, phlegmatic.
What are those things you're mentioning?
Personality types.
Thank you.
I'm a choleric. I'm a control freak when it comes to projects. When I'm at work mode, by the way, when I'm on work mode, it's about get the job done. Me, I don't want your excuses. I don't want to know you broke a toe. Like, hey, get the job done. Now, phlegmatic are those guys who second guessers. You know, they
will do it tomorrow.
It's procrastinators. Fanya kesho.
Yeah.
Fine. Hey, corona.
Hey. Why are you mentioning that word?
Sorry. this is life.
You just sneezed, babe. You just sneezed.
Mm. Mm-hmm. This is life. So anyway, harsh is that. And very chill. Melancholics are zen. They like being in their whole space of tranquility.
I like thinking about thinking.
Yeah. So that's what she likes doing. So me, I come from Jobo. She's supposed to have done something, but she's in her tranquility, thinking about the thought of doing it.
Maybe next week.
Mm. So that's that's what we go through. But spiritually speaking,
I should add here fighting.
But spiritually, spiritually speaking, I feel like the past 4-5 years, we've really grown each other. Before that, in the previous 3 years, we were very busy in our jobos, where we lived like 30 clicks from our work. So we were either on the road, and if we're on the road, we were just spending time talking, taking takeout. We didn't have time to really be us. You know, being an entrepreneur, and especially in the past 1 year, what I've felt like, I've been home more. So I've grown my relation, 1.5 years, my relationship with my daughter has grown more, and that has caused me to be more even spiritual in terms of that. My relationship with my wife has grown more. For some of you, maybe it's been the past 7 months because of this whole quarantine gadget. But yeah, for me, that's what I've felt.
Are you done?
Mm. What?
Sorry, babe, but you've talked for long.
Now like, you are not talking.
That's like the whole video.
You're here. Look, thinking about the thought.
I'm not thinking.
Thinking.
Babe, I'm being patient.
Okay,
I'm allowing you to speak.
Okay.
This will be this is part one, clearly.
No,
I think you've spoken
talk.
For
just
10
talk,
minutes.
Babe. Don't.
Anyway, let me speak for myself in terms of spirituality. So, I feel like past year of marriage, because we were just fresh from, you know, marriage counseling and premarital counseling and all that stuff. All those things were hung over your head like a guide or a list of things to do or not do. But what I love about the difference between our spiritual relationship now, from first year to 7 year, is that we've basically dumped the mental slavery, I don't know how to call it, like the ties that we've dumped religion. That's the word.
Mm.
We've dumped religion. I have connected more with God in realizing, in accepting his grace, in accepting what salvation truly is. And it's about living according to knowing that God, Christ already died on the cross for all our sins.
Mm.
And so we're not going to be measured by our do's and don'ts. So I feel like the past 7 years of our marriage have been about unlearning everything that we've ever been told about Christianity. And it's been such an amazing, it's an amazing space to be.
Mm.
Yeah, because we're lighter. We're not, I can sense, first of all, fake religions or fake doctrines from afar, fake pastors, fake churches, all that stuff.
Christianese
is a term we use for people who...
Gift of gab.
Yeah,
they talk Christianity, but they don't do it.
Yeah,
their deeds are different.
Yeah, their deeds are different. And also, I don't even think it's more about deeds, but it's more like they wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Christianese is more about wearing like the churchy mask and pretending to be someone you're not.
Tuko pamoja.
Hey, babe, you're throwing jabs, eh?
I'm not throwing jabs.
Anyway, it's my turn to talk. So, that's...
And I don't mean it politically, but also it applies politically.
That's basically where I feel we've been. We are at right now, where a lot of things have happened in our marriage that have taken us to literally the feet of Jesus, just so that we can survive. I mean, we talked a lot about the miscarriages we faced on, you know, losing children. Takes you to God, and just like he says in the Bible that he's close to those who are, you know, what's the word, gosh,
mourning
and all that. I know there's a phrase, there's a verse, I can't just remember it right now, but we've gotten so close to God that our relationship with him has completely changed. And I love the fact that we released ourselves from the what, like Christ says, his burden, huh? What's the word called? What's that verse? His yoke is easy and his burden is light. That basically describes our spiritual journey right now and where we are at with God. So, yes, let's go to the second point. I think that one we've covered enough.
No.
Yeah. What else did you want to talk about in terms of spirituality?
So, even with... Because you see, in the 7 years we've had a daughter...
You think she's hurt?
Oh, our daughter is crying.
You know, whenever she cries, we usually pause first to see, is that the real one or is it... I think she's fallen. Hold that thought. We need to check on her.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted us to talk about spiritualities also. I mean, you're talking about 1 year, 7 years. It's not just about marriage. But now you have a family. So how is the spirituality now with the family? You get... Now you have a daughter in place and stuff like that.
Yeah. It has definitely... Well, of course, we have tried to incorporate, you know, Bible reading, Bible stories ever since she was a baby, and yeah, and now we still do that at least every evening.
Mm.
He's the one who reads Bible stories before she goes to bed.
Yeah,
and because for us it's important for us to guide her on that path, and then you know, she'll be able to grow knowing. With the knowledge of the word in her mind and in her soul and in her heart. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that we just purposed to be able to be the parents who will, you know, guide her. You get, why are you laughing?
You kind of winged over. I was like, hey. To be the people who purpose.
Deteriorating.
Purpose to be.
Yeah, so we purpose to be those parents who will be able to guide her through the word of God.
Mm.
And in this case,
what's happening? In this case
now it's just the Bible. We read her the Bible. She's learned how to pray, use her own words, her own relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And sindio mama, sindio taji.
She's playing a video game.
Yeah,
like in terms of we're trying to teach her that Jesus is her friend. Then whenever she's sad
or scared,
she can talk to him.
Yeah,
she's always asking for a sibling.
Mm.
Clearly, we have no control over that.
Over there.
We're always telling her to, you know, whenever she's sad or thinking about the fact that she has no siblings, talk to God, tell him. Ask him. Yeah.
Exactly. Whenever she needs something, we tell her the same thing.
Something like this run under the chair. What kind of insect
was
that?
An insect.
I don't like bugs.
Yeah. So, or even if she needs something, we are able to just talk about it and tell her to pray for it and stuff like that. Mm. So it's more of showing her that, you know, things there definitely is a supernatural. There is definitely an area spiritually where she needs to really invest her time in. And we believe that, you know, thus far we've made it. It's God who's, it's through God's grace and mercies that thus far we've made it. It's because of Him. Every time we parent, she knows that, you know, most times we go into the store and supermarket just to dream. And her, she also dreams. She's like, what? I want that toy car. I want that big, big car, Barbie car, and drive it. And that time it costs like 35K. Sindio, mm. Mama?
Tell her to get those things from working hard. And praying about, you know, praying for...
Not just praying, but also working. So she also knows this is work. See, this important. Is work, Mama.
Yeah.
What do Mommy and Daddy do?
Videos and edit them.
We do videos and do what?
And edit them.
And edit them. Yeah. So that's what we us guys do. So yeah, that's for spirituality, man. So...
Number two.
So that will be, we'll talk about, we'll continue this series and we'll talk about.
Yes, because that has taken quite a while. This is like a whole 16 minutes of vibing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's even 1 hour, but.
That's true. It's
we've
good.
We've talked about spirituality and so the next video we'll be talking about
communication.
Now. Communication. And so subscribe. Babe, this is your channel.
Thank you. You know, just talking a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. See you in the next video. Like, subscribe, share.
Peace.